Before we start, I just want to say that our learning should be in Zchus Refuah Shleima. A very close friend, Dr. Galbert. I'm not sure anyone here knows who that is, but he's a very big, very special person that I know from Boca Raton for the past 2 years. And unfortunately, today he was diagnosed with a brain tumor. So our learning should be in Zchus Refuah Shleima Baruch Tzvi and Rivka Basi for a very successful surgery next week. And there's not many people that I know that inspire. He literally is a cardiologist, and when he's not like in the hospital, like he's learning, he's doing something. I don't know how he does it. So, as Hashem, our learning should be for him. Please, God. We're learning about shofar, so I thought it would be very apropos to be able to talk a little bit about what do we say before shofar. I don't know if you guys remember before Rosh Hashanah, but Rosh Hashanah is coming up. Especially in our Chabur, we're getting ready. We're really getting ready for Rosh Hashanah because we're learning the second Rosh Hashanah. But if you guys remember, right before Tekiyah Shofar, we have a minhag to be able to say Tehillim Mem Zayin 7 times. Lamatzeach Livnei Korach. 7 times. Actually, it's brought down next week's Parsha, also in Parsha's Pinchas. Livnei Korach Lo Mesu. Korach's sons didn't die. The question is, right before Tekiyah Shofar, right? Shofar is, as Rabbi Berman spoke about, on as a din of tefillah, right? Rav Horn or Rav Horn also spoke about it. The shofar, right? We said in the Nusach Svard and the Svardi Velt, they actually do it in the middle of Silent Shemone Esrei. That's why it has to be bent to show us that our hearts are broken. So you think right before the paragraph, maybe right before Tekiyah Shofar, you would talk about, I don't know, Shir Malos, Mimah Makim, Karasicha Hashem, right? Tehillim that talk about things that are coming from our hearts and something that talks about Shuvah. Okay, I understand the rest of Mem Zayin talks about Tekiyah Shofar. But why, Dafka, are we talking about Korach's sons before Tekiyah Shofar? It seems so random. It seems so out of left field. So it doesn't seem like it's... it just seems very weird. Furthermore, if you look at the Gemara in Baba Basra, and Yudal and Bezin Tetzvav, this is a very interesting thing about Sefer Tehillim. David Kosev Sefer Tehillim. David wrote Sefer Tehillim. Al-Yidei Asor Zekenim. Through 10 Zekenim. But usually we say that David Melch wrote Tehillim. So here the Gemara says that David actually wrote it through 10 other people. Who are those 10 people? Adam Arishom, Adi Malki Tzedek, Adi Avram, Adi Moshe, Adi Hamon, Adi Yedusan, Adi Asaf. And listen to the last one. Va'al Yedei Shlosha B'nei Korach. To the 3 sons of Korach. So I understand Avram, Moshe, there are a couple of people that I'm not sure who they are. Adam, Avram, Moshe. And at the end... Oh, the 3 sons of Korach. Seems to be very weird. Happens to be that I'm also very obsessed with Korach, because it's my Bar Mitzvah Parsha. It's also my father's Bar Mitzvah Parsha. And if my daughter was a boy, it would have been her Bar Mitzvah Parsha. And she won't be landing Parsha's Korach, Bez Hashem. So at the end of the day, Korach is a very... There's no coincidence in stock. It was my Orfav Parsha. We didn't schedule the... We just scheduled the date, and it worked itself out. But at the end of the day, Korach's sons had anything to do with writing Sefer Tehillim? Seems to be very strange. So just 2 questions and then we're going to get moving because it's very hard to listen late at night, especially when you don't have Makoros in front of you. The first question we said was, why are we talking about Korach's sons before Tekiyah Shofar? It seems so random. And number 2, what are Korach's sons doing being the authorship of Sefer Tehillim? So there's a great Sefer that I'm sure you guys have heard of named Shvilei Pinchas. Shvilei Pinchas is a Bel's Rosh Bezin by Eli Marcus, has a chavrus with him once a week. I've tried over the past several sukkahs to get a bracha with him. I have not been successful. Hopefully this year, Bez Hashem. Hopefully 3rd time will be the charm. So you can get his stuff on. I get it for free every Shabbos. I get an email. I get it. You could get it either in English or in Hebrew. It's beautiful Divrei Torah. So he wrote all this at Parshas Pinchas already last year, because the pasuk says at Parshas Pinchas, "Ubnei Korach lo meisu, Korach sons didn't die." And Rashi says over there. Rashi says an amazing thing. What does Rashi say about Korach's sons? Heim hayu be'etzat chila. They were in the plan at first to be able to get Moshe, right? I'm sure you guys know the whole story. Korach wanted the kahuna. He said Moshe wasn't being fair, that he hired Aaron first. So Korach was arguing on Moshe and Aaron. Who b'shlas hamachlokis, and at the time of the dispute, right, the game time, right, the showdown, but with all the katoris and everything, says Rashi, and he quotes the Gemara Megillah and Gemara in Sanhedrin, hir haru tshuva b'livam. They had thoughts of tshuva in their heart. Lefichach, nispatzer lahem malkum gavo b'gehenim. A high place was given to them in Gehenim, and they resided there. So they had thoughts of tshuva, But they still want to get, they still want to get him, but they went to a high place again. So it seems to be, says Rav Shlomo Pinchas, that they did the wrong thing. But at the end of the day, right at the last moment, they had a sense of tshuva. It's like, it reminds me always of the Gemara of Elazar ben Derdaya, right? He had relations with every woman in the entire world. And he got to this last beautiful, beautiful person, and the sitzes hit her in the face, and she has to shed this whole thing to him, and he did tshuva at the last second of his life. So Korach's sons, it seems to be, they did tshuva also at the last second of the life. But the lashon of the Gemara is that they went still unto Gehenna. Svarim bring down is that they actually did tshuva. They were there for a little bit, but then over time through singing different mizmorim, the Medrash brings down, they were able to get out. So says the Shlomo Pinchas, you want to know why we talk about Korach's sons right before Tkiyah Shofar? I'll be honest with you. Sometimes when it comes to Tkiyah Shofar, there's something in the air, like it's a little scary. Yom HaDin. Sometimes you can have a lot of yesh. You can have just, I'm giving up. I can't. Hashem knows what I did this year. Hashem knows how I daven this year. He knows the times that I'm mevatel. He knows the things that I did. I can give up. What do Chazal do? They specifically put in a paragraph about who? A paragraph about Korach's sons, who at the end of the day, they did one of the worst things, and maybe one of the worst chatan that Klal Yisrael did. End of the day, if Korach's sons were able to do tshuva, we could also do. And that's what Chazal, I believe, that's what the Shlomo Pinchas is saying. Shlomo Pinchas is telling us that that's why we mention Korach's sons so much right before Tkiyah Shofar. We're not going to talk about seven times. Seven is a very big number in Judaism, Kabbalistic. The Kal walks around the fuzzle seven times. There's a lot of seven days of the week. We're not going to talk about that. But really, I think it's a tremendous message to be able to remember that right before Tkiyah Shofar, we were able to come back just like Korach's sons were able to do tshuva. We could also do tshuva. And that's exactly why we mentioned Korach's sons before Tkiyah Shofar. And that's exactly why, he doesn't say this, but maybe I want to say, that's why they were actually called the authors of Sefer Tehillah. But when someone's an author, what does it mean? It means that they had something to do with that Perek of Tehillah. Right, the Bartanur writes on the beginning of his parish on Avos. I'm sure you guys learned Pirkei Avos before, right? So when it says in Pirkei Avos, it says Hu Hai Omer, right? What does Hu Hai Omer mean? He used to say, right? Hu Hai Omer. The Bartanur says it doesn't mean that he used to say, it's something that they were known for, something that there was their essence of. So when it says Hu Hai Omer from a certain time in Pirkei Avos, it doesn't just say something that they said, it's something who they were. Korach's sons. Or Dafka, they believed they had this lesson, they had this message of never giving up until the very end. So much of what did Kadosh Baruch Hu do? What did Kadosh Baruch Hu do? He actually made them the authors of these prakim tehillim, because they believed in this message so much. That even at the last second, a person can always come back. Last thing, but not least, you can't go on. How many times are Korach's sons mentioned in all of Sefer Tehillim? Don't think that I went through it every time. I don't know Sefer Tehillim. Shreya Pinchas did the 150 chapters, and they're mentioned 11 times in all of Sefer Tehillim. So he wants to say, why Dafka is Korach's sons mentioned 11 times? Right? We know Mem Zayin right before Tkiyah Shofar. But he says, if you look at Mem Beis, Mem Dal, Mem Hei, Mem Vav, Mem Zayin, Mem Ches, Mem Tes, Pei Dal, Pei Hei, Pei Zayin, Pei Ches. So basically, all the Mems and all the Mem. All the Mems and all the Peis. 11 times. Why Dafka 11? So if you're into Ramazim, you'll like this. If you're not into Ramazim, it's a Nigla or Nister, more of a Nister Divrei Torah. Hopefully we'll get you there soon, Bezer Hashem. Please God. The Gemara in Yoma tells us on Pei Vav Amud Beis that the tshuva is makariv es gula. The more Klal Yisrael does tshuva, the more they'll be able to hasten the gula quickly. And the Rambam even writes in Hilchos Tshuva, he codifies this, that the tshuva will come faster the more we do tshuva. He says, you want to know why Korach's sons are mentioned 11 times? Because you know what it says by a malik, it says, Kiyaron Keska, right? The end of Parshas Peshalach. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu's name will not be filled until a malik is wiped off, right? Kiyaron Keska. Kadosh Baruch Hu's name right now is still Ka, right? Yud Ke. What's the end of Kadosh Baruch Hu's name that's missing? Vavena. Hey, right? We have Yod Hey. A Malik still in the world, the Vav Hey is missing. So Svarim right, and the Shlomo Pinchas quote that Vav Hey, what's Vav? 6. What's Hey? 11. 6 plus 5, I know it's a little hard to think about math, it's 11. Says the Shlomo Pinchas, you want to know how to bring tshuva in the entire world? It's not just to be able to do tshuva, it's to do the tshuva of Korach. To do the tshuva of Korach's sons. Because so many times, and especially at the end of days of Mashiach, There's so many Jews, you know, we're falling by the wayside. This guy's doing this, this guy. Sometimes we can give up on ourselves. But the message of Korach's sons is to never give up. And why they mention 11 times? Because Geula, he says Geula is actually also has the letters Vav Hey. And Tshuva, right? You have the Tashav, the Gaal. Or Gaal, the Tashav, right? If you look at the word Tshuva, it's Tashav Vav Hey. And Geula is Gaal Vav Hey. You have to be able to bring the Geula Vav Hey, and bring the Tshuva Vav Hey. It's all about those 11. What is 11? 11 it represents be able to bring those people or those types of Jews that they don't feel like they could come close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they can even come back. And that's the message really of Korach's sons, that a Jew can never come back. And that's specifically what the shofar represents, right before Tkiyah Shofar. And when a Jew thinks about all the things that he did wrong, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to say, you think you did something wrong? If Korach's sons could come back to me, you guys could also come back to me. And that's the whole message, and why their dafka called the authorship of in Sefer Tehillim. They called Mamish, they helped David HaMelech Kazut Sefer Tehillim, Ayidei Asar Zakenim. They're considered Zakenim. Last time I checked, Zakenim is a pretty good authorship, right? It's not like a little Mr. whatever. Zakenim, not a Stam Shiloh. And that's exactly why they're mentioned 11 times. Why 11? Because 11, specifically Tshuva, Vav Hey, right? Excuse me. Because a Malik in this world, when more Amalek is in this world, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not here, right? Kiyat Al-Kei is Ka. What part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name is missing? Right? Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei. Right now we only have the Yud-Hei. When Mashiach comes, we're going to have the Vav-Hei. How do we bring the Vav-Hei? By being more like Korach's sons. But even though when we messed up, always coming back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, always knowing that the door is always open. And just last thing, because I know I keep on saying last thing. Last thing. The Gemara says in Kiddushin Lamed Vav, this is the fourth Gemara I told you guys. There's a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. When are we considered Hashem's children? Are we considered Hashem's children when we do the right thing, or are we considered Hashem's children when we do the wrong thing? Rabbi Yehuda says no. You only consider Hashem's children when you do the right thing. If you're not doing the Ratzon Hashem, you're considered like everyone else. Says Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says no. Whether you're doing a Kodesh Baruch Hu's will or not, you always consider your child, right? If you get, I'm sure you remember all those times when you did something wrong in high school, your parents yelled at you a little, but they didn't kick you out at night, right? End of the day, Rabbi Meir says Kodesh Baruch Hu is our father, and then Rashba he writes in a simit in a tshuva, a kuf tzadik vav, says usually in a machlokes, who do we passing like Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda? Who do we passing like? Usually passing like Rabbi Yehuda, but here says the Rashba be passing like Rabbi Meir. The Kabrina Rebbe says it's a mitzvah to publicize this Rashba. That Jew knows no matter what, we're always the son, we're always the daughter of Kodesh Baruch Hu, we could always come back. Just like Korach's sons come back, we could always come back. And that's the message why we mentioned Korach's sons right before Tekiah Shofar. We should be zochah not only to learn it, but to live it, as Hashem, and really to publicize it. There are a lot of Jews who think that, you know, I did so many things that Kodesh Baruch Hu will never take me back. To publicize a Jew, it's never too late to come back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The more we talk about it, the more Bez Hashem, it'll come alive. Sure.